Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just want to take this opportunity. I want to take this podium, this stage, to thank all of my continually and loyal and faithful listeners out there in my podcast land. And may God bless you beyond measures. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I also want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and the byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just want you to know that God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. You might say, Overseer Ward said, I don't know, you know, I've been in my prayers and asking God to bless me financially, to bless me, you know, to find a godly man, to bless me, to become pregnant. I want to have a baby. And I've just asked God for a new home. I've asked God for a new automobile. I've asked God for many things. And it just seemed like, you know, your prayers is going unheard. I want you to encourage you on this morning. I want you to know that every prayer that you place before God in sincerity, that God hear you. So don't be despondent in thinking that God do not hear your humble cry or that your prayers have gone unnoticed because God hears just our faintest cry. And I just want you just to keep the faith, keep holding on. Because we know that our Redeemer liveth. We know our Redeemer lives. And we know that because the grave became empty, you and I and us, we have hope in Christ Jesus on today. We know that we have that blessed hope that if we just continually in our faith, and I walk with God, no matter how difficult it might become, but just continually to hold on to God, unchanging hand. We know that we change. We change our demeanor. We change our character. We change our clothes. We change our style. We change our hairdo. We change our shoes. But we know that God is a God. He's a holy God that do not change. And when we leave God, he yet remained faithful to you and I and us. So anyway, I don't want to get too deep into that. But anyway, I just want to just thank you for tuning in on this morning at such a short notice. And may God bless you, you, and you. And so each time that we come across these airwaves and these skyways, that we fail not to acknowledge our Lord, our Savior, our soon-coming Messiah, our Rabbi. And I want to present to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus, and he's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we just thank God for his precious son that he has presented unto you and I. And because God went in our stead to Calvary Mountain, that he cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And so we have an opportunity to live for God, to serve him. And that was the main purpose and reason for God coming, was for us to serve him and not serve anyone else, but to be submissive to him. And so at this time, we're going to go down quickly in our opening prayer. I want those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal home. But God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue in your will and in your way. We're going to continually to keep our hand held to the plow. We will continually, God, to mount up before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. We'll be so mindful to give your name all the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. I want you to just get close to your radio dial this morning. I want you to bring aboard all of your vital, all of your vital assessments, things that you know that you will need during this hour of this program. And they consist of your digital devices. I call them our toys, because we know we keep them all the time. And so they are near and dear unto our heart. So I'm asking you to get all your digital devices. May it be your iPhone, may it be your tablet or your laptop. We want you to bring all your digital devices aboard, because we are in need of them. And we're asking you to come along with your latte or your OJ or your water beverages or whatever that you have at your disposal. And get real close, because we're going to talk about the beauty and the goodness of the Lord and his creation on this morning. We're going to go into a different direction. We've talked so much about, you know, the man and the heart of the man, and, you know, maybe the sins of the man, but we will continue to talk in that as we continue to pound the word of God. But at this time, we're going to talk about the goodness and the creation and the beauty of God. So we're going to go right now. I first stated I will be with you an hour, and I'm already 19 seconds into the program. So we're going to go on into a live program that's already in progression. And our sermon on today, it might be night elsewhere around the planet, but for the most part, we know that it is night on this coast. And so we're going to be talking about, hallelujah, the beauty of God. And we're going to use as our theme on this morning, and its title is, hallelujah, A Message from the Sky. I want to say that one more time. A message from, and we're going to take our first key scripture. Hallelujah. and it reads this. It says that the heavens declare the glory of God. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Psalms 19 and 1. And we're told that the earth population is now over 6.6 billion. Depending on where we live, finding moments of solitude where we can gaze at the silent night, the sky is increasingly difficult. To the right of Psalms 19, if you and I and us, if we were able to steal away to a spot where the only sound was our heartbeat and the only sight, the canopy of the stars, you and I and us, we could hear a message from those heavens. In such a moment, you and I, we could hear with the ears of our innermost being the nautilus testimony of God's breathtaking creation. You and I, we could hear from the heavens as they declare the glory of God, verse 1. And we could watch in amazement as the sky shows his handiwork. We could listen as day unto day utters speech that fills our minds with the unmistakable awareness of God's splendid creation. We could marvel though the night as the firmament shows in unmistakable splendor the knowledge of God's handiwork. And we know that our Creator tell us to be still and know that I'm God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalm 46 and 10. A great way that you and I and us can do this is to spend time in his creation, admiring his handiwork. Then you and I and us, we will surely and certainly know that he is God. And our scripture reading again, a message from the sky. We know that the heavens reveal the power of God to everyone living on earth. His handiwork speak of his splendor and care and makes us consider his worth. God speaks of his majestic creation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're going to read our second creed scripture, and it reads like this. It says, God does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without numbers. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of Job 19 and 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One might ask, who makes the trees turn all those beautiful colors in autumn? Then another might ask, who splashes rain in the shining puddles? Then another might ask, who makes the stars shimmer in the night? And you and I and us know that such questions, hallelujah, ought to stimulate our own grateful meditation. See, we have to be grateful for what God has enabled us to partake of and in, the beauty of his handiwork. That's what we're talking about this morning. Hallelujah. And we know that centuries ago, Job exclaimed that it is God who does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without numbers. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Job 19. And you and I, we find out that it is God who reminds the sun to rise at its appointed time. Every morning, it is God who keeps the earth steadily rotating at tremendous speed. It is God, hallelujah, who feed the sparrow, dress the lilies in their splendor. It is God who guides the feathered flock southward in the autumns, then bring them north again in spring. Order if you may. If you like that all these wonders are simply the operation of the law of nature, but just as civil law is expressions of human will, so also the nature law is expressions of God will and God wisdom. As you and I and us see the wonders of creation all around us, let you and I and us worship the one who designed them. This is my Father's world, the birds their carol raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their maker's praise. We know that in the wonders of creation, you and I and us, we can see God at work. Hallelujah. You know, in your travel, as you fly here and there, may it be by air, might be by sea, or may it be by train, or may it be by car, you and I can look at all of God's beauty, and I travel at the beautiful surrounding, the trees and the flowers and the homes, and just the scenery is just in awe, and you wonder, oh my God, you know, how and why have I not seen this up until this time? But God has allowed us to view some of the beauty that his hand has made. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that our Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Hallelujah. We know that everything that's here on planet earth, that God has allowed you and I and us to partake of, may it be our homes, may it be our furnishing, may it be our clothing, may it be our currency, may it be our children, our husband, our wives, our in-laws, our kinship family, our colleagues, our business partners, our doctor, our lawyer, our accountant. All of these things is the handiwork, the craftsmanship of a master creator. His name is Jesus, a soon coming Messiah. We can just be in awe of the beauty and the breathtaking scenery of God. Hallelujah. As we travel through this barren land. Because you and I and us are just pilgrims through this barren land. We're strangers. This is not our home. We're just a stranger traveling through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that among God's creatures, we can talk about the butterfly. And it is one of the most stunningly beautiful. Its gentle flights, colorful wings, and amazing migratory patterns are traits that make the butterfly a masterpiece of the natural world. We find out that this flying insect, while supplying us with visual enjoyment, it also supplies us with amazing example of the marvel of God's creations and his work. His creative work, that is. For instance, we know that the majestic monarch butterfly, we're told that it can travel 3,000 miles on its migration to Central America, only to end up at the same tree its parents or even grandparents landed on a generation or two earlier. It does this guided by a brain the size of a pinhead. Consider the monarch metaphors. As the caterpillar builds a chrysalis around itself. It releases a chemical that turns its inside to mush. No perceptible parts, however. From this emerges the brain, internal parts, his head, his legs, and his wings of a butterfly. We know that our butterfly expert said that the creation of the body of a caterpillar into the body of wings of a butterfly is without a doubt one of the wonders of life on earth. Another expert felt that this metamorphosis is rightly regarded as a miracle. How manifold are God's work? That scripture reading can be found in the law of Psalms 104 and 24. We find out that the butterfly is but one of them. We stand amazed, God, at the awesome creation that you allow you, God, allow you and us, hallelujah, to enjoy from the distant galaxy to beautiful butterflies. You have given us a world that speaks loudly of your love for us. We thank you, Lord, for creation. We know that the creation and the creative design points to the master designer. So when you look around your surrounding, it's not so much the soil that you went out and bought, the grass that you went out and purchased, the lilies that you planted, but it is the creation that God has created for mankind to partake of and be in awe of all its splendor and its beauty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're coming on into our final reading. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about a message from the sky. And our first key scripture was taken out of the law of Psalms 19 and 1. And though we know that God, who laid earth's cornerstone, with the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 38:6-7. We are told that one of NASA's observatories, a giant black hole. And we're told that the black hole that hums. And we're told that it's located in the Perseus cluster of galaxy, about 250 million light years from Earth. We're told that the black hole vibrates at the frequency of a B flat, but it is too low a pitch to be picked up by the human ear. Scientists' instruments have placed the note at a 5/7 octave below mill C on a piano. And the idea of music and heavenly bodies is not new. In fact, when God revealed himself to Job, he asked Job, he said, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Job 38:4 on down through 7. And you and I, we are told that at the creations of our marvelous universe, hallelujah, songs of praise and shouts of joy resound its God's glory. A wonderful hymn, hallelujah, that we can sing and we can worship in the cathedral halls of God. When we feel, when we behold in the radiant sun by the day or the star-studded sky at night, we know that all creations of our God and King. We can lift up our voice, and you and I, we can sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thy burning sun will gather beams. Thy silver moons will soften gleams. Oh, praise him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. That scripture reading again is coming out of love, Psalms 19 and 1. So in closing, I would encourage you and I and us, hallelujah, to let's praise the one who made such beauty for you and I and us to enjoy. Everything God made in his creation, he declared it as good. So I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. The God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been, hallelujah, sponsored by Block Talk, produced by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondents, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. So now we're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over into, hallelujah, the hymns of Zion. Hopefully to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, we want you to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
One of Supernatural life and love. Before, but somehow this feels brand new.